All right, I'll pick it up here, but I'm probably going to make this my last year so I can slide into a gas station here. And, well, Wyatt, maybe if you would, tell me, what is this about Team Vortex? Is this like a local group that you do for Skywarn spotting, you know, through amateur radio, or what's this about with Team Vortex? Pretty cool name for it, though, I think. So let me toss it back to you there, Wyatt, and then I'll lead you two here, and I'm going to probably stop in and grab some gas when I see some. That way I don't start yakking and drive past the gas station. Otherwise, I might have to do a little bit of some walking. anyways, over to you there, Wyatt. 7-3 to both of you gentlemen. Have a great afternoon. Maybe I'll jump back in if I can, but you guys might be where you're at. W8RIT, over to you, Wyatt.
The Team Vortex thing, that's obviously, literally, me, my mom, and dad, and stuff. I have MPing, so I'll just report stuff to the National Weather Service, and then I have the Michigan Star Pacers app, and I can report stuff directly to them, and like take photos for them and stuff. It's star pacing, so just getting in the car, I'm making my own storm probes. I haven't even sketched out yet, but I have an idea. It's a storm probe powered by a Raspberry Pi with some weather sensors, temperature, pressure, humidity, and then a second waterproof ambient temperature probe, and then some. A wind sensor, you can say, an ultrasonic wind sensor, and put the camera on it, too. And then it'll have a aerodynamic aluminum body with spice in it. But basically, it's regular storm chasing. 7-3, it was nice talking to you, and you have a good rest of your day, Dave. Can't wait to ask you on Friday, and I'll hand it over to you, Tom.